recording. I don't know where it got cut off. Maybe when you did the switch. All right. So anyway, Allie, we got started with Steph. Steph and I had a great meeting yesterday, one-on-one, and she's sharing with Lynn and you now what plan we came up with for her to do her, get her membership started. And she's committed to the first day of the launch is December 15th. Right. And yay, right? Mm-hmm. And she's going to share that. And if you guys have any input or suggestions for her, or if that, in hearing it back, I have some additional suggestions, we'll go through that. Okay? So go for it.
So my launch plan is have an opt-in page and a sales page and some affiliate links. That's the plan. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to meet with people like every evening that week. We'll have at 7 central time or 5 my time, just to interview, talk about probiotics, kitchen share. So we'll do that every night that week. And then I will offer the program every day, just gently. And then I'll do a bigger talk on that. Was it Thursday night or Saturday morning?
I feel like it was
Saturday morning.
Let me look at my calendar because I put the two dates in. You better have these dates down.
No, it was Thursday night. Yeah, it was Thursday night.
The first one was let me see. It was December.
I have it in there. I just don't want to.
Because I said I would. No, the first one is December 15th.
Yep.
That was with me. And 10:30
PST. Yep.
Yep. We were going to kick it off. And
at what time?
12:30 after Laura's and before Vital.
Okay, before Vital. Okay. Oh, yep. I see it there.
Yeah. So we're going to do that. We're going to kick it off. Right. We're going to have a great conversation. We'll lay out, we'll talk about that. But her opt-in page is going to have whoever she gets after that. So let's see. So you're going to do me. And then on Monday, right? You're going to start with some kind of something that's live every day. So whether it's, you know, somebody, a guest, if she doesn't get a guest for certain days, she'll have, herself.
I'm going to ask some people, and if they can't do it, I'm going to do it anyway.
And we'll just, she's going to have pictures of everybody who has agreed to do it with their topics and the date on the opt-in page. So keeping it simple, one opt-in page, and they get this great series. And then she committed to, I don't want you to forget this part. She committed to daily emails to all the opt-ins to say, hey, did you get the recording? The recording is here. You have to do it to the opt-ins. Have to.
Okay.
Have to.
Okay. Yes.
That when part's you easy. Set up your Infusionsoft, make
people.
Sure that when they opt in, they're pulled out of the invitation sequence. They're put into a new sequence. If you need help with that, I will show you my structure. I can share a campaign with you, but you must do that. Here's my sequence that says, welcome everybody. I'm doing this great sequence. And my first person that I'm talking to is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and she's this and that. And she's my mentor, and she's this and that. And we're going to talk about probiotics and how the gut is.
Yeah. The first one, no problem. Right, no problem. Right. First one.
How the gut gets messed up and all that. So then those people, whoever opts in, there's a tag that's set when you do the ClickFunnels. And if you want, I'll just talk to you a little briefly about something we found with ClickFunnels in an Infusionsoft integration. You can't choose the one from the list. Like you can't say, opt into this particular web form.
Oh.
When you do, you lose some of it. Now, it may not happen with lower traffic, but for us, it happens. We lose hundreds of opt-ins. They don't get communicated. And somebody at Infusionsoft explained it over taxes.
They get sent somewhere random.
They don't get sent anywhere. They're still in your ClickFunnels, but they never go to Infusionsoft, so they never get your follow-ups. So what we do is we use the manual. So instead of integration, like web form or whatever, we integrate it and we say HTML code or whatever, null, it says in there. And then we copy from that page in Infusionsoft, that thank you thing. We just copy the HTML and pop it in. And that way you don't lose anybody. So when that tag gets set, so if they opt into this web form, so you're in your Infusionsoft campaign. Hey, come to this. They do. The next piece is the opt-in form.
Yeah.
When they do that, then they get put into a sequence.
Yeah.
People that haven't opted in yet are still in your welcome, right? Okay. Yeah. So you know how to do that.
Yeah.
So every day you're going to write to the people who opted in.
Yeah.
So the first day, you know, you have a reminder. So say you send it out on Tuesday, you're going to send out a reminder on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday.
Right.
Say, hey, I'm so excited to have you here. Engagement. If you have something,
right,
you can give them, like a form or a recipe we're going to be covering, but something with blanks, something with blanks, like a list of recipes with blank page. Oh, this would be cool. You put name of the recipe that you're going to talk about or name of a topic you're going to talk about with blanks. So it's an outline of what we're going to talk about. And they and they go, oh, I better go to that call. I don't know what to fill in here.
Right.
It could be a single.
Okay, I can do those. I like
doing those. You're good at that. Yeah. You're good at that, right?
So you
send that to them in the reminder email. Every reminder email. And then you get them on Saturday, right? You're going to get a whole bunch of people. I'll send out sometime during that week. And the next day you write them and say, did you miss it? It was awesome. Here's the replay. It's on the same page. You put it on that thank you page, however we talked about it. And then we're having another one tomorrow. So you send it out on Sunday. We're having another one tomorrow and I'm going to be talking with so-and-so about such and such and, you know, come and enjoy this. If there's a worksheet for that, you send them that. So your excuse for writing to them is reminder that the call is happening, but here's your worksheet. So you just make a worksheet for each of those things, right?
Single
page that they go, oh, this is cool. I want to come so I know what to fill in.
Right.
And the next, that day, you're going to send them a reminder. Hey, and reminder the worksheet. And then after that one, you're going to say, hey, did you get it? Tuesday. By the way, tonight is the next one. By the way, tonight is the next one. And every day you're writing to them. You're okay with that, right?
Yes, for those people, that's all good.
Great. Yeah. All right. So here's where Steph needs a little bit of mindset coaching. And you guys, maybe Lynn can help. I had suggested that you write to the whole list, even if they hadn't opted in. And say, on Sunday, you say, hey, I mean, maybe you don't send them out, whatever you do before. So you're not just sending one email and expecting everybody to come.
Right.
So say you start sending to them on Tuesday for a Saturday call. You send again on Thursday. Hey, just want to remind you in case you missed it in your inbox. And we're going to be talking about how to keep your gut healthy during the holidays when most people's guts get messed up. We're going to teach you how to do that. And then on Saturday again, hey, it's today. Just want to make sure you have the links. Here's where you go to sign up. And oftentimes what I do, not everybody agrees with this, but on the one right before, instead of sending them to the opt-in page, I send them the link directly to the Webinar Jam.
Yeah.
And then I tag them using the tagging feature in Infusionsoft. I tag them as if they did opt in.
Right.
And you say in there, I'm real clear, this is the direct link to the event in case you want it. You okay, Allie? Oh, she's writing. I thought you were holding your head. I thought you had a headache. She's writing. Okay, good. Just checking.
Focusing, concentrating, working out how, trying to work out how to tag people.
Oh. So you get this, right? So that's three emails before the event. Will you commit three emails before the event? What's your fear?
Well, that I'll annoy the hell out of everybody.
You're giving them a gift. It's a gift. And how many times do you miss an email and by the time you see it, it's like, oh, it's happening today. Oh my God, I must have missed those other emails. We're busy. Right. It happens. You have a little bit different slant and in each of those emails, you give them a tip. How do you feel about that? Every other day, just
I can give the tip.
Christmas is coming and you're going to be doing this. And here's one of my best kept secrets for, you know, handling here. And by the way, I'm going to be talking on Saturday with Dr. Rita Marie, and we're going to be going over all of our best tips and how to keep your gut healthy during the holidays instead of screwing it up.
Okay. Yep.
Every other day until the day of it.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. So
you haven't even sent them the worksheet that day, right?
Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
And on Saturday, you're going to send them the worksheet.
Okay.
Right? You say, oh, and by the way, I want to make sure you come to the call. Here's a direct access link, and here's the worksheet we're going to be filling in during the call. And it happens in 3 hours. Join us.
Okay.
All right? Because every time you're given a thing, and they're going to go, oh, they're going to talk about this and this and this. I better be there.
Okay. Yep.
It's enticing.
So always have something in front of you reminding you why you're doing this.
Like
not doing it
in front of me here?
You know this. Yeah, you can have pictures of people if you need to. Because you're not doing this for yourself. You know this stuff.
Yeah, this is true.
You're not. And really, remind you, some of the stories that people told at Shine and at our NEPT retreat, there's people getting abused day by day. And all they need is to get their gut flora in balance. And that's what you can do. Right? And you're doing more than that because you introduce them to gut flora and then you can take them beyond that. But it's so sad how many people are losing parts of their colons because they don't have this information.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That's what you're doing it for. And people are not going to get annoyed if you write to them with a tip.
Okay.
And then you say, oh, by the way, we're going to go in more depth on Saturday.
Okay.
Then the day after, oh, in case you missed it, I know Saturdays are busy times. You might have been out Christmas shopping. But I have the replay.
Okay.
Here to get the replay. And they click to the opt-in page and they get the replay. You're giving a gift every single time. And by the way, tomorrow we're going to be having this other one. You don't maybe necessarily have to write to them that third day. Okay. You can give them a break, but you've given it. Tomorrow we're having this other one. But the day after that one, you write to them and you say, you might have missed it. I know it's a busy season, but it's so important, this information. And we talked about XXX, and I really want you to have the replay. Click here to the replay, and on the replay page, you'll also get the link to get to our next one, which is happening tonight, and it's going to be on XXXX. And by the way, here's the sheet. Here's the thing. And then since they're on your list already, you can think about, you don't have to send them to an opt-in because the opt-in feels a little sometimes. I'm already on our list. So don't click them right to the access page after the first couple, you know, once the thing's in action.
Right.
Click them right to the access page, give them the filling, the worksheet, and tag them. And they come out of the welcome sequence. They go into the, And you could do that every time you have something going on. It's okay to write to them every day if you're giving them a gift and you're reminding them of this stuff.
And so can I after the 15th, can I send them just 3 emails? So like one on the Sunday, reminding about the Monday and giving them the replay, one on the Tuesday, and then one on the Friday, like, hey, we're doing this thing tonight. Last one. Here's all the stuff you missed. No?
I would do every other day. So is Friday the last one? When are we doing? Friday. Wait, let me look at my calendar again. Because we're going to do the first and the last together. So the last one is on the 20th. No, it's Thursday. So this is perfect. Okay, so you're only going to skip Monday, but you've told them about that one on
Sunday.
And then you'll send on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then you'll send out again on Thursday. And in case you missed the previous ones, we had a really good one. So what I would do in the Monday one, say we're doing a whole series of these. The next one is today, sign up. And then you'll also get information when you do about tomorrow's and Thursday's. So they at least know that there's something happening.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And you can even send them the worksheet for both. I would send them the worksheet for both. And on the worksheet, you're going to have a nice top that says the title and with Steph Jackson and or with Steph Jackson and then the worksheet. And so on my compromise would be my counter offer to your offer is let's do the Tuesday one gives the worksheet for Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
So just to give you a summary of what we're doing, here's the sheet.
Yeah.
And just go here and sign up and you'll get access to all of it. And you'll even get all the replays.
Okay.
Does everybody sound okay with that? I know I hear her and I hear the the hesitation, but that's a good compromise. I'm okay with that.
Okay, cool.
Okay. But
I'm
the
okay with
people
compromise.
Who opted in get it every day because you have an event every day.
Okay.
Just think about what these people, what is it that they need? I mean, they came to you for a reason.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I should have something.
You've got about 6,000 on your list?
I think I'm close to 10 now.
Okay. We should be able to get a lot of people from your list. And here, okay. I'm just going to be say this with all kinds of love and gentleness, as gentle as I can be.
Which is not gentle, but go ahead.
You've got 10,000 people on your list.
And right.
Why are they not buying more?
Opt out. They're not buying anything because I'm not offering them anything.
Exactly. And they're not hearing from you enough.
Right.
Right. And there's a lot of noise out there.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, maybe you were the only one talking about this stuff. There's a lot of people trying to corner your market.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to be able to be out there and no pussyfooting around.
Right. Like,
blah, blah, blah. You need this. You've got this problem. And here's a solution. And you get them to something free and then they opt in for more. And then right. we're going to talk about after this, we're going to talk about an opt-in that's going to not now, but like in next year, we're going to talk about an opt-in that you send them to that's going to prep them for this program. And then you're going right. to have a immediate page and upsell.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to have a system, but I figure if having a system is preventing me from doing something like in 2 weeks.
No. That's right. after. That's in January. Right. We'll revisit. We'll see how many sales.
Yeah.
I'm going to promote it to my list. So hopefully that your opt-in list is going to be much bigger. It'll grow your list. And
right. So I'm meeting new people. So it's okay if like 3,000 people decide that they don't give a shit about these interviews and opt out.
Okay. First of all, you're not going to get 3,000. I have never had an email sequence that I lost 3,000 and that's out of 125. Never. I get
okay.
three, but I do lose 100 at a time. When I was okay. at 10,000, I lost 10 at a time.
Right.
And you are going to lose them, but you don't want them because if they don't want your free stuff, they ain't never going to buy.
Yeah.
You know, you lose them more if you're just like promoting and promoting and promoting. Buy this. You're not. This
right.
sequence is giving them information. And if they don't want your free stuff, bye.
Okay.
If that's your fear. Bye.
Right.
They ain't never going to buy.
Right.
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 So that's my feeling about it. So I just think I've watched your marketing. I know your stuff is amazing, but your marketing's a little weak.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're trying to be real, you know, timid
right.
and we got to get rid of that. The new
right.
Steph Jackson.
You can't help if you don't, if you play small.
You can't yeah. play small.
Yeah. Okay.
Steph Jackson is owning her space and owning okay. herself. People in my community talk about it all the time. Like, oh, they'll say, oh yeah, you got that. You got to go check out Steph Jackson.
Okay.
Right. And that's you are Steph Jackson,
right? But like those are the people that like understand what I'm talking about,
right? Because you educated them. I educated
right.
them. You educated
okay.
them, right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
The famous Steph Jackson, the internationally recognized Steph Jackson.
but okay. I hear it. Yeah. There is so much crap online and like there's a lot of noise, but a lot of it's crap.
Most of it's crap.
Really like not
you gotta stand out.
Not refined.
Look at it, sensational. Just take this food, just drink this probiotic drink,
but,
and you don't have to do anything else and the world is gonna change and you're
that's the thing. Yeah, so they're all so sensational. Like I don't wanna be like them.
No,
I
don't want you to be sensational.
Grace.
I want you to be real and authentic because this is the time when people really screw up their health.
Yeah. Okay.
They start eating crap at Halloween and it goes all the way through to January and they go, oh my God, where'd this extra 10 pounds come from? How am I going to get
That's why I made this Christmas program because it's like we're getting together to share our love and family time and we're like abusing ourselves with
right.
crap. Yeah.
How can you enjoy that and bring wonderful stuff to them? Right.
Yep.
And then you're going to offer them the cultured Christmas as a bonus for
mm-hmm.
signing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Okay, you got it?
Yep, okay, I will do this.
Does everybody feel confident that she's going to do this? Yes?
Okay, yeah. I will do it, though. I will do it.
Okay.
I will, yeah.
Do you have it written down?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the week before, I'm writing down on my calendar the week before. Steph, are you ready? Steph, are you doing this?
Okay.
Love you.
Send the reminders. I can actually set a teamwork task that has a person's name, an email address in it. That
just, it like sends stuff to me?
Text or something. I think I can do it. I just found this feature in there.
Nice. I need to switch to teamwork.
I need to add you as a person in there or something. But we promise we won't assign you to anything except this.
So right.
The other thing is I want you to do this too, is to write in all the groups you're part of, including your own. Yeah. I am so thrilled that we got this together. So you got to work on getting the people lined up and the topics lined up ASAP.
Okay.
So, and if three is too much to, you know,
today.
You get to one, whatever you get, people that can talk about it, right?
Right.
I mean, maybe Allison on the effect of throwing off your microbiome on your female hormones and menopausal problems, right? I don't know what your audience demographic is. You may not have a lot of female people. I mean, female. You have a lot of people. Everybody has female people, but you may not have a lot of them with vaginas, you know? And uteruses and ovaries.
This is awesome. This is so millennium. It's a good talk.
But you may not have so many menopausal, but I do.
Yeah.
So if one of the featured talks that I can say is, and you know, somebody, one person's going to be talking, Dr. Allison Grips is going to be talking to Steph about how our Christmas indulgences and our holiday indulgences are screwing up our microbiome, which is screwing up our female hormones and our you know, making PMS and menopause worse. You know, I could word it however you want to word it. I don't know. It's a thought. It's a thought. It may not be a good for timing. You'd have to do a daytime one because I don't think she wants to be doing it 3 a.m. But
yeah, good point. Yeah.
Yeah. But that might, you know, you can explore your options. But those are the kind of things, some novel things that connect why the microbiome, not just people who are specialists in the gut, but people who see how that gut is affecting their thyroid health, how the gut is affecting their cardiac health, their sex hormones, et cetera. So think about that in terms of choosing some people to talk.
Okay.
Because who else? I'm trying to think of people who are, you know, in our community, but I really want people who also have a list. Cal, you have about 3,000 people on your list, right? Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, and that positions you, Allie, to then be, you know, exposed to more people, right? And then you can also have, after the whole thing's over, anybody that opted in also gets a link to, oh, Dr. Allie has this free gift, and you know, after you close your cart, right? Yeah, you can just put that on the page and people to the page and say, hey, I just added links. All of my guests have added a free gift that they want you to have.
Yeah. Yeah. I can do that. No problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is a way to, you know, support your partners and also support yourself, but you don't want to compromise yourself and send somebody off to somebody else's program in the middle of your launch.
Right. It's so I can do it after.
After it's over, you've closed the cart, you've gotten,
But yeah, I could use some ideas. Like I was going to reach out to Isabel. It's very easy to talk to Isabel about it, but we're both doing gut stuff.
She has a liver thing, right?
Yeah, so but it's...
Talk about the effect of the gut on the liver.
It's so super related. Is there anybody else who is doing something unrelated that we could... Because like I could totally talk about the gut and menopause and have a really fun time doing that. And how the bacteria changes and what we can do about that.
Have Isabel focus on liver.
Okay.
Liver tox, right?
It's and different enough.
When the gut is out of balance and the recycle and it sends all these toxins to the liver, when you send them to the liver, that's going to affect, and you can add some, you want to interject when you're talking about this, right? You want to talk about how the liver then affects estrogen metabolism, how it affects sensitivity to molds and all this, and how it affects sensitivity to toxins. And when you're overstressing the liver, it can't do its job, its other job, because the gut is overwhelming it. You know, so that could be a possibility that you could talk about. Who else does stuff that's related that also has a, you know, reasonable following? You don't want to get somebody with 20 people on their list.
Right.
Not you.
I've got about 600 people.
So let's think who else in our community or else in community where I could hook you up. Cause you don't want to make this a big affiliate launch either, right? You want it inside our community.
Gentle. Yeah.
And then you'll do the bigger affiliate launch once you get to tweak it and get the,
Yeah, exactly.
Who else can you think of?
Well, that's the thing. Well, because I would like it to be something that's someone that's not doing gut.
Somebody who's not doing
gut. Who's not doing gut that has a list.
Annette. Diabetes.
Yeah.
Right? How does the gut, how does she wish her type 1 diabetic kids didn't eat all, well, and not only does the sugar affect the gut, but it affects the blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And how that can
that's a good
possibility.
Yeah.
Trying to think. You know our you know all the people and what they do.
Right.
Community. Get Claudia to talk about eyes. Cassandra. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tony, again.
Yeah, because Tony's pretty generic. She could talk about some of the stuff.
She could talk about anything, yeah.
Cassandra, who's Tracy on Skin Health? Essential oils would be cool. Laura, mm-hmm. Laura last name. I'm just having a hard time with names lately. I need to check. I'm on day 5 of a fast, so.
Oh, nice. There's Laura, somebody with essential oils.
Yeah. What's her last name? Why am I forgetting her last name? Laura Ricci. Laura Ricci.
Oh, yeah.
Good at essential oils. You could talk about, you can incorporate how to incorporate some essential oils into these foods that you're learning to make.
Right. Or how it affects the gut. Yeah.
It affects the gut and how it, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'll think of something. I'll let you know who and what I've actually reached out to.
Allison, you got a lot of good ideas there. What's the Tracy at the first? Oh, she dropped out. Mm. She's doing, I don't know, mindset coaching or something now.
Oh, interesting.
No, she's not even, I don't know if I'd say mindset. She's kind of doing, I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if there is. That's a good point too, because Laura Ricci could talk about pelvic floor health. I don't know how, you know, you can.
I have to think about that. Yeah.
How would you relate the gut? Well, the gut's in spasm, the gut's imbalanced. I don't know. So these are just some ideas, and just make sure you copy down the ideas here.
Okay. I'll just copy paste.
Yeah.
Yes.
We can send her a copy of the chat log.
Yeah, it should come out right away as soon as we end the call.
Lynn, I'm reading your comments. You're funny. That's funny. Oh, you guys are funny. Okay, got this. Thank you. Thanks for your ideas.
Okay, yeah, so you got some ideas, okay?
Yep.
All right, cool. I expect to see, hear from you on Monday. And hear who you've got lined up or what topics you've got lined up. And think through, right? Want to think through that this
Kimberly Ward.
Who?
Sorry, this came to me. Kimberly Ward.
Oh, she talked about that for CMDS and the effect of trauma on the microbiome.
Exactly.
You had trauma, it's mussing up with your microbiome, and you need to learn to make these foods.
That's pretty cool.
That's really good. She already did the presentation. She could just shorten it down. And, I would love that. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Okay. Yay? Yep. You got it. So, come up with, talk to these people. I know it's short notice. Explain to them, short notice, but I think that this will benefit. Make sure you get the affiliate thing set up, just the back end of Infusionsoft so it's easy to add an affiliate.
Yeah.
And it'll be cool.
Cool.
Okay. Yay. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
Ali, what's up with you?
Hiya. How was Shine? How did you get on with
your... I love your hair. What did you do? Did you just cut it shorter? It's a bob. It's more curly.
Yeah, and dyed. It's not gray anymore.
You darkened it. Yeah. I thought it was blonde. You said it was gray. I was like, oh.
Yeah, so how did your INE conversions go after Shine?
I was thinking, wow, we didn't get as many as I thought. And so we're interviewing event managers for next year. And she said, okay, tell me about your event. When I went through and looked at how many people at Shine could have purchased, could have joined because they weren't already in or they weren't like, you know, there for their own health, like some of our ERC people or spouses or whatever. It was 37.
Right.
Okay. So we got two of them to sign up for Diamond NEPA. We got six to sign up for the regular program. We got six to sign up for our downsell of NEPT Core. And we got three sales of IRSPT CMDS. So that is 6, 12, 15, 18.
17, yeah.
Okay, whatever. 17 out of 38. That's a huge conversion rate. That's like almost 50%. Yeah. So now I'm happier. Now I, you know, I just need to look at, I got to get more potential people.
Yeah, more of the right people into the room.
The right people in the room, right. And this event manager that we just talked to actually helps with the marketing. She'll sit down and we'll lay out a marketing strategy. And then she can, if we need help with implementing it, she'll get us hooked up with people to implement it. Because we've just, all we do is email our list. I put some posts on Facebook on our pages. No ads. So we had 110 enrollees, which is pretty good. But of them, only 38 were potential buyers. So now I feel better about it.
Yeah.
I feel much better about it. So and there were some people on the fence. Lynn and I need to meet so we can go through who she's going to reach out to talk to, because there were a couple of on the fence that we think would be good potentials. Yeah. And there's some upsell possibilities. The two of them talking about upselling into NEPA. So anyway, so I think it went really well. I think content wise, it went really well. I think behind the scenes, it was chaotic at best. Yes, beforehand and even during, because our event manager, who is supposed to manage all the volunteers and all of our staff members to have in jobs, didn't. And so they were just like, what do I do next? Okay. So that was pretty, you know, and I didn't know it till after, but for all intents and purposes, it looked amazing. And the content was amazing and we got good feedback. I went through some of the worksheets yesterday with Steph. I shared with her. And we're going to put them up on the nutrigenomics page.
Yeah.
So that everybody has access to them, these worksheets. Were you on the live stream at all, Allie?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
Those worksheets were like totally amazing. They blow my mind now that I look at them. It's like, oh my God, I wish I had these 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think overall it went well.
Yeah,
so
it's exciting. We've got some
new folks and yeah. Yay. All right.
Well done. And I think we could market it more because I didn't. With your leading up, there was so many other things I was doing. I didn't invite any of my list and my contacts on social media to come to any of your freebies, and your freebies were exceptional. So
yeah, I think that that's a real good point. Like really,
could probably double
helping
our
people to become ambassadors for the program. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course there's affiliate commissions involved, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's from your perspective of really focusing on, we have a mission and we need more people involved in this mission. We need to create an army of people, not just, you know, handfuls of people doing this stuff. And the more it gets out there, the better it's going to be. So yeah, that would be much better. It was interesting because someone wrote in that they had gone to an endocrinologist locally. I can't remember who it was. They went to an endocrinologist that they were referred to, and the endocrinologist only ran a few thyroid tests. And she said, no, I really want this. This is the list I need. Dr. Rita Marie, somebody in ERC, I think, this is what Dr. Rita Marie recommends. I've been working with her and this, I want a complete picture. And he said, oh, I've heard of her. And he ran the test. And I was like, oh, that's good. Pretty cool. Oh my God, that's pretty good. Cool. An endocrinologist, right?
Yeah.
So we need to get this message out there big, far, and wide. And so that would be the approach I would take right before we do our calls. The problem was we were shorthanded all throughout this thing. You know, people quit, people came, we were training new people. There was just a lot, and all the marketing fell on me, writing all the emails, mapping out when they got mailed, checking to make sure they went out because some of them didn't go out, even though I wrote them, you know, so that really fell short. And that's where we're going to meet with somebody, get this contract going with an event manager from the start, and then map it out real early and have all the steps, and then assign someone, one person, to be responsible for executing the marketing plan.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going
to
do.
I personally feel that we need to book that date and just start sending.
Scott's going to call the hotel, the same hotel today, to see what they have available. And, you know, put a hold on it and say, we'll negotiate the contract and then have our event manager do the negotiation, because it's a lot of work.
And they start capitalizing on the enthusiasm.
Yes.
And tell people, book your time now.
Book your time now. I was just talking to Shannon Law, who did the speaker thing with us, and we had a great conversation, and she's going to share all her event management and her volunteer management and creating like a lot of fun around the volunteer position, you know. Anyway, I talked to this event manager. She had this idea of a coaching circle, or what did she call it? A coaching something, where we actually offer people to have strategy sessions during the event with people who are coaches who are in the program, who can give them some ideas of where their next steps are in the business, and even pre-sell the program, like having them trained on the offer. And she has this whole process, and I'm like, oh my God. But anyway, I think that getting that out early and getting the date booked, and I talked to Shannon, and she says, well, don't do it the same weekend as mine again. So, because I was going to have her there, and she actually speaks at Reed Davis event, because she's like the business resource for them. And his is the first week in November. And I want to see about Reed Davis and going to his event and see what he's doing and meeting with his people and seeing if I could talk at his event, because our program is a great next step after Reed's event. Just saying, it's a really great next step after Reed's program. And we have a few people in our program. But so she's thinking about December 6th to 8th, because Reed's event is the first week in November, and she's going to be speaking at it, and she wants to channel people. And I said, well, if we do it the second week in November or the last week in October, that could be really good, because then we can have her come and do a talk on, you got to get out there and do your speech and stuff, and, you know, invite them to her event for free, because she'll give them a free ticket, you know, to get them in the room. Anyway, that's just a thought for me. I would have her speak on the Sunday. I always like to have those kind of offers on a Sunday after we've closed our registration, so we don't capitalize on that. Anyway, so Scott's going to reach out, get it, firm up a date, and then we'll hand it over to this thing. And we're going to do it differently this year, because I've learned a lot about what not to do.
Don't we do that every time, though?
We always do. Well, Shannon said she has every single person who, whether they're volunteer or team, they have a sheet. She has a little sheet that's like notes for next time. And every time something goes wrong, or jots, she even has one of hers behind the stage. She has everybody fill it out. And then after the event, somebody's assigned to take all those and put them in a Google Doc. And then they see what they could do better next time. And there's always going to be something better. There's always something much better.
Yeah.
Facebook Lives during the event. I had watched this event manager that we're talking to. She just did an event for Rich Gurman, and they had 220 people in the room. And throughout the event, she was getting on her cell phone and just from the back of the room or outside, and, hey, I'm at this other JV Live, because you get people excited even though they're not there. And with us, we could even have the post say, hey, you can get in the action. You can just still join the live stream and get all the recordings from yesterday. So it could be really good. So I'm learning a lot. I'll share someday with the group. We'll do a business call. Anyway, so Allie, how can we support you today?
Brilliant. So I got a PA locally I've used before. And I got fed up because she was slow. But I was so desperate to get these people telephoned that I got her to contact some people for me. She contacted 9 people. She made a very nice spreadsheet of what she'd done. She contacted a total of 9 people, and it took 12 hours to do it, and charged me £240 for it.
Whoa. I will work for you. I will work for you. And I can like phone one person every hour. Please pay me. Oh, yeah. I'm really charming. Please? I totally could use the money.
Oh, my God. I
mean, yeah, it's ridiculous.
I conversations with them being an hour, but what is she doing if she's not selling on those calls?
She's not doing strategy sessions because she doesn't know how to.
Right. So what is she, did you
it's supposed to be just a 5 or 10 minute call.
Right. So this is what you say to her. What's her name?
Clarissa.
Clarissa. I'm just a little shocked. Very nicely, gently. Clarissa, I'm just a little shocked. I got your invoice. You called 9 people and you charged me for 12 hours. That's like an hour and 10 minutes, 20 minutes per person. These calls were supposed to take 5 to 10 minutes. Tell me a little bit about the process and what took so long. Don't just pay her invoice. You don't owe her that. She called 9 people. Did she get any of them to sign up for a strategy session? No.
It wasn't about getting them into a strategy session.
What was it about?
It was to book appointments. Well, yes, I mean, strategy session that we're now saying is £297.
Yeah. Yeah, see, she can't do that if she's not an enrollment person. You're trying to get her to sell, and you can't do it in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So what you need to do is say, hey, Dr. Ali's having these little 15-minute strategy sessions. She wants to find out where you're at compared to when you you know, when you filled out this form and when you met her at the event. She'd really love to be able to support you and wants to know how she can support you. And I can sign you up for a free 15-minute strategy session with her. What's a good time? We have openings on XYZ days, you know, between the hours of this, that, and the other thing. She's very busy. So, you know, we need to get this booked because she doesn't have time for very many. And I have 200 people on my list and we have time for 15 of them. So if you think that would be helpful, then let's get this booked now. And you write the script. You write that script for her. And she just has to say it. And you have her practice before she gets on with them, right? So you get on the phone and you say, okay, Clarissa, I'm your client. How are you going to do this call? And you give her pointers. If she's like, you know, sitting there talking to them about all kinds of stuff, that's crazy. So even just say, these are 5 to 10 minute calls I expected. Tell me about how it went. Okay, Steph.
Maybe she's too qualified for this position. Maybe she's like overqualified, so she's not putting in the right requisite amount of effort. Like, how qualified does someone really need to be to have this 10-minute conversation?
Well, but she's
according to Allison's script.
According, if she's an Allison's script, yeah.
She scripts it out.
Not at $50 an hour.
No, like it's
I would not charge somebody per hour for a job like this. You charge them for each person they sign up. Because otherwise they're going to, you know, it's great at building relationships and everything, but that's not what you're looking for.
No.
You need something more results oriented.
I'll tell you what I did when I was trying to fill my first group program, and it was a group program. I was taking 6 group and then 6 in the private, and I gave it to a friend of mine and I gave her this list of probably, I don't know, 30, 40 people. And I said, these I think are really good qualified leads. Call them up. Explain to them that I have some new exciting things that for helping people who are struggling with fatigue. And Dr. Enery wants to schedule like 15 to 30 minutes on the phone with you to tell you personally, because she handpicked you out of a group of, you know, thousands and thought you would be a really good candidate and she'd love to talk to you about it. And then she signed up probably 25 of them, 20 maybe. And I got on the phone and I signed up 13 or 14 into my program. Right. But she's not a salesperson. If you want to pay that kind of money, but here's the thing though. No, if you do that, you find somebody who is an enrollment conversation, but who is a salesperson. Right. And they will get on and the salespeople I've spoken to, I almost had one to do it last year to do Shine free ticket holder things. And then she backed out at the last minute because somebody else made her a better offer or she was too busy. But basically she said she was like $15 an hour plus a certain percentage of the number or certain amount for each person she signed up. So if you were to get her to say, look, I'll pay you, you can negotiate this. I'll pay you $15 an hour and I'll give you $50 for every appointment you book. Right. And I'm saying if you're doing the charging, right. And you get somebody who is qualified in sales, in telephone sales, right. I mean, get a telemarketer. Right. Because it's not like you're annoying strangers with this. They're people who signed up. Hey, this is so-and-so from Dr. Allie's office. And notice that you signed up on her contact list that you were interested in finding out more about what she does. And, you know, and you're a person that has low energy, et cetera, et cetera. If you're signing up for a free thing, that's all you need to say is, hey, Dr. Allie really wants to follow up with you. She's been real busy, so she hasn't followed up by email. But she just blocked off X number of hours on her schedule. And I would love to sign you up for just a 15-minute strategy session to chat with her about how she can support you, right? That's one way. The other way is you hire somebody who's more qualified. You can't just hire a bogus person on the street to call these people and sign them up. You go, hey, then they get up and they say, hey, you followed up. And Dr. Allie just had this amazing offer. She usually charges $330 or whatever we came up with for an hour of her time. And she has made this opportunity for all of the folks in that has signed up that were at this event to have an hour strategy session, you know, a consultation with her for only 197. And I'd love to have you be one of them. We only have X number of slots available and we have 200 people on the list. Can I sign you up? I mean, and a person who knows marketing will know what questions to ask you about the benefits of that thing to get them to that point. If they're a person that knows how to market, you cannot put just anybody on the street and try to sell something, but you can put anybody on the street to give them something free, but you have to give them the script. Yeah. Okay. But you learn the hard way, but I would still say to her, wait a minute, 12 hours, 9 people is all you called. I specifically said I wanted this to be like 5 to 10 minute conversations. So I'm willing to pay you 10 minutes and maybe a little bit more for, you know, busy signals. And maybe I will be willing to pay you 15 minutes for each person. So I'll be willing to pay you like £135, but I'm not willing to pay this. That's crazy. Or whatever. That's too much. Even what I said, because it's 10 minutes for 9 people. That's 90 minutes. Right. And if you add a little extra to it, I'd be able to pay you 4 or 5 hours of your time, but I'm not paying you 12 hours of your time. That's it. You didn't do, you know, this isn't right. I told you, you didn't do what I asked.
I just feel like I'm going around in circles, which I am, as we know.
What about reaching out to someone who's in our community, who knows you and knows your work, and who would love the opportunity to call people and make a commission on everybody that they sold or something like that? Mm. You know, and then you could say, I'm going to pay you this much per hour to do these calls and get people signed up for the strategy session. And for every one of them that signs up, I'll give you an extra, whatever, $20. Any other thoughts on a strategy for that? Yeah, that's painful. In 12 hours, she should have been able to call like 40 people.
There are only 9 people to call.
Oh. And don't you have this?
And I thought it was going to be like 5 hours at the most.
Yeah, right. That's what I would expect. Less than that even. But what, I wouldn't pay it. I would pay her five. Yeah, I wouldn't pay it. Don't pay it. Say, I'm sorry, I'm just not paying this. That's totally unreasonable. That's more than an hour per person. And I asked you to contact these people and spend 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And if she didn't have a script and she's not trained in your program and what the benefits are, et cetera, that's a waste of time for her to spend time, you know, giving it to somebody who's not a salesperson to try to sell something.
How did you find her?
She was introduced to me by a business manager I had. But you know, generally
is
speaking,
somebody you can talk to.
No, well, you know, the business manager agreed with me when I said that the She agreed with the business manager agreed with me when I said that she wasn't quite the person, and that's when I stopped using her last or this time a year ago. Mm. And then I was just so desperate to get these people phoned. But the truth is, you see, I'm not ready to phone them because I don't have my business plan, my confidence in the practice in the strategy sessions. I'm still not certain what I'm doing. Ugh.
Practice, practice, practice. So do 9 of them and have them flop. But you have practice. You know what worked. You know what didn't. And you make notes after each one that says, what did I do right? What did I do wrong? Where did I lose them?
Yeah.
Because the only way you're going to get confident with them is to do them.
Yeah.
The only way really is.
Yeah. And I'm still dealing with this chargeback. In that the reason I'm still dealing with it is because I haven't sent an email to the bank about what happened. I have come up with a mind map of what I was, how I'm going to reply, all the bits that I'm going to put into my letter.
So procrastination is your biggest enemy right now, and it has been for a long time.
Yeah.
What do you bring about calling? That would have been something you could have, give that to somebody to call the bank. You give them all the information, you give a VA and you say, call the bank and get this resolved. Here's the information.
Oh, I mean, I assume I've got to put a full response to a complaint together saying...
Well, you do, because they ask you certain questions. So you do have to email that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those are a pain. Scott handles all of those whenever we get.
Yeah. I've got loads of notes on that. And once I put that mind map together, I was all set to write it up, but then I turned my computer on Monday and realised I was supposed to be at a conference in on BHRT in London, so I had to dash.
Just a dash. So get that done, really, because you want that don't not to go too long.
No, absolutely.
There is a time limit you have for chargeback responses or whatever. In the meantime, that money's been dinged from your account.
Well, they've said in their email they'll deduct it from future payments, but since that's the only payment I've ever put to that card machine anyway, ever.
Oh, okay. So you don't have it dinged. Okay, that's good.
But it dinged,
they will
yes.
go in our account and just yank it out.
Yeah, I know.
Well, usually they, because they have it linked to a bank account, right? Like they deposit right into a bank account.
Yeah.
And usually they'll go back and yank it out of that bank account. So, but if you don't have anything in that bank account, they can't.
Yeah, they've just said they will take it out of future payments.
Okay. So go ahead and write them right away though.
Yeah. So,
Confidence. How do we build your confidence? You're certainly competent. Do you have doubts in your competence?
Yeah.
You do.
I spoke to somebody yesterday. So I phoned somebody back yesterday that was waiting for me to phone them back. The Hove Clinic isn't letting me book rooms there anymore. And that's a direct result of the email situation, because I haven't been paying my bills because I can't look at them because the webmail that it's set up on is so awful. And I had 5 different people try and sort it out. Anyway, so I booked a room in my friend's healing barn because it's a barn that we do groups in, and I was going to see I am going to see patients in there on Monday, the 19th of November. And then the person I spoke to yesterday said, oh, well, then why don't you come over to here? So I said yes, because her partner, when I met him, said that they'd got a place that would be good for workshops. So I've agreed to go there at 9 o'clock on Friday. And she went very quiet when I said how much the fee was. But I'm not sure that feels right either. I mean, yes, I want to go there and see whether it's suitable for me to hold workshops there, but that's separate from an appointment.
Well, you make it clear. So I'm going to come over. We're going to have our appointment from 9 to 10. Mm. And then at 10, I would love to see your facility to see if it's something I would want to rent in the future for workshops.
Yeah.
Right? So at 9 to 10, we're going to do this. What I need you to do is fill out this form in advance. And, you know, when you say your fee, okay, let's just do a role play. Is it okay to do a role play?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Dr. Ali, I heard you speak at this last weekend's event, and I really enjoyed it. And I know I have some problems with my hormones. I'm feeling like, you know, I have hot flashes. I feel awful. So is there some way that, how would we work together and you can give me help?
Okay. So how old are you now?
I'm 47.
Mm-hmm. And so tell me, it sounds awful how you're feeling with the hot flashes and everything. Tell me a little bit more about that. How does it make you feel?
I'm just sweaty and I'm irritable and I'm chopping my husband's head off and I just don't feel like myself and I can't focus. It's just like, I can't even focus anymore.
Yeah. And do you find that you sort of can't remember things that you miss?
Oh God, all the time, all the time.
Yeah. And how does that make you feel about where things are at the minute?
I don't feel good.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'd just like you to close your eyes for a moment, take a deep breath. And if I could wave a magic wand and everything be all right, tell me a little bit about how that would be for you.
Oh, my gosh. I would be clear-headed and I would be doing better at work and I would be loving with my husband, probably having sex more and sleeping at night and we'd be just having all kinds of fun romantic excursions and I'd be going out, you know, and taking trips and I'd be doing all that stuff.
That's amazing. And what would that let you do that you wouldn't, that you're not able to do at the moment?
Feel happy.
Yeah. Okay. So, I've got a couple of ways that we could work together. If I were to work with you, then, I would be looking at helping you to see exactly where things are now in terms of the symptoms that you're experiencing and the way we can interpret those symptoms as deficiencies, things that may be going wrong. And I may also do some blood tests to help support you and to help see exactly where things are with maybe your hormones. What I often find when I work with people is that although they've come to me because what they perceive to be menopause symptoms, when we look in more depth, we often find that they have other hormone systems going wrong, such as the thyroid system and the stress system giving you adrenal fatigue. And it's really important to work out what's going on with these things and also with your gut, because unless we heal things all the way through from the foundations up, we're not going to get anywhere long term. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. That totally, yeah. Because I think that, you know, I've had issues in the past and I've gone to the doctors and they just give me a pill and I don't really feel like it's helping to get me to understand what's real. And then it comes back again because it doesn't really last. So I would, yeah, that sounds great. I would love to be involved in that. So how would that work?
So I would suggest that we have an initial appointment called a health breakthrough session where we actually go in a little bit more depth into the history. You fill in some forms for in advance for me so I can find out a little bit more about your symptoms. And then from there, we'll look at where things are and decide whether you want to work with me in the future and how we best work together. And that may take the place of a 12-week program or a 6-month program or more long-term working situation. I do prefer to work in depth with people and to be honest, to find out what's going wrong really with your body, it does take time for both of us. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I don't know. 12 months seems like a really long time.
Okay. Okay. So what are you looking for?
Okay, I'm going to stop you there. So there were some really good spots. You at the beginning was, the middle was awesome. And then at the end, you were starting to go again. Okay, so where you were good was when you started to get excited about explaining the other systems that I could feel Allie coming through. Where you started to go astray here and then she said, how, I said, how do you work to, how can we work together? And you said, I would say something like, like you did, I suggest that we have an initial strategy session. I call it this breakthrough. And what we're going to do is we're going to just really explore, and I'm going to go deep with figuring out what are all the underlying things. Cause you know, a lot of times people think it's just their female hormones, but those female hormones don't go out of balance unless there's some other underlying situations. And I'd love to go through that, and I'll have you fill out a questionnaire. And then during that session, we'll talk more in depth about that. I'll really get to the heart of what the whole big picture is. And then I might suggest, you know, I'll come up with some ideas for what testing might be involved, and we'll come up with that. And, you know, depending, it might be an adrenal thing. And if in that case, maybe we'll look at your adrenals. And if we were working together on an ongoing basis, I'd be looking at all those different hormonal systems and your digestive system and making sure that all that stuff is handled. So you just feel great again. You know, you said you wanted to have more sex and travel more, and this is possible for you. You're young. I just want to create, I want to help you to create that vision and create that. So in that first session, we're going to work on that. We're going to work on what's really going on, what's getting in your way. We're going to identify those obstacles. And then I'm going to give you a plan at the end of it. I'm going to give you a plan for what testing we need, what systems seem to be most out of balance, what foods, you know, you might want to start with. And does that sound good? Don't go into 6 month, 12 month, all that kind of crap. It's too soon, right? You're like trying to get married and have sex before, when you just met them and you should be shaking their hand. You know what I mean? So it's more like getting them excited about that one visit, right? And do it with excitement on your face, right? Do it with a lot of excitement, like, because you're seeing this potential. You're seeing this person sitting there broken, and now you see the possibility for them, and they see the possibility. Don't explain the hows at that point, except for testing. I'm going to get testing. I'm going to look at you in detail, and then I'm going to give you a detailed plan at the end. That detailed plan is where you talk about, you know, based on what I see here, you know, I think that, you know, in order to get all this testing done, to get the results and have help you to actually implement these habits. Because knowing what to do and doing it is so different, right? Degree? Oh, God, yeah. I've started so many diet programs. Okay, so I'm going to give you a plan at the end of how to and how you can actually implement those changes. Sound good? Would you like to do it? Yeah, sure. Sign me up, right? Based on what I just said, would you say sign me up?
Yeah.
Right? Anybody else have input on that? You feel the difference between the energy and the creating a desire, right? The result that they're going to get. So they're going to pay this $200 and you're going to just tell them whether they need a 3 month or a 6 month program. No, you're making at this point, that's a standalone. You're not telling them any of that stuff. You're just getting them in the door. And when you know their history, then you can say, oh, and based on this and based on that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's just that last part, that middle part, when you started to explain it, you got real excited and I loved that. But I would go through this recording and just pull out the pieces, right? Get a TEMI transcript of it, whatever. And then I would also fix the beginning. Because at the beginning, you kept asking how I feel about that. But I just told you kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
Instead of going into empathy, wow, you're feeling, you know, I hear that this is really challenging for you, right? Reflect back how you're hearing that they feel. Like what I'm hearing is that, wow, this sounds really challenging for you. This sounds really frustrating for you that you can't even have relations with your husband and you're too irritable and cranky and tired and you're not doing well at work. You know, reflect back some of their own words in here's how I'm suggesting it. And I'm sensing that that must be frustrating for you. Is that right? And verify, is that right? And get them, like really get them engaged before you even talk about that. And I felt like that was the flat part. Your face was very emotionless. And you kept saying, how do you feel? But I just told you how to feel. So my impression was when you said, how do you feel? I'm like, is she not listening? I just told you how I feel, right? How does that make you feel? It's an invasive question, first of all, right? But it's when you reflect back, what I'm hearing is this. And what I'm sensing is that accurate? When you say you haven't had sex for a while or you can't go out dancing at night or you're irritable and you're losing track at work, I'm sensing, I'm hearing you say that and I'm sensing that you feel pretty frustrated about that, or that's really disappointing, or whatever it is in the moment. Is that correct? So reflect, you know, your, what you heard, what you're sensing. Is it right? Is that what they're really, what's really happening? And then you've created a really deep connection. You know, I felt like I was being all animated and you're a little flat. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would work on. Because I think that's where it's within that first 10 minutes that you're going to engage them and you're going to get them excited. I want to work with Dr. Allie. I want what she's offering. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Is that helpful?
Yes.
Yeah. And do it and practice and find somebody. Reach out. We did this at the, we talked about this at the NEPA retreat about buddies reaching out and doing health histories together, doing strategy session conversations together. Right? And there are a number of people in there who are in that demographic. And who has it said? I can't remember where it was. I want to work with Dr. Allie. I want to work with Dr. Allie. Do it with Louisa. You'll probably get her to sign up. Do it with who else was there. There were a couple of them that were at that point. I want to work with her at the retreat.
Yeah. Jen.
Hmm? There you
Jen.
Go. Yeah. And she's great at enrollment conversations. So reach out to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reach out to her. Do you guys have any input, Steph or Lynn? Was I off base or did that?
No. My feeling is, when you talk to them as if they're already signed up. Mm-hmm. The language it's not you may do this when we work together.
When you come to this session, when you come to this initial session, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do the other thing, and how you're going to get out of it. Yep, perfect. Thank you. Perfect.
Yeah, you just talk to them like they're already signed up and they're going to feel that, and they're going to already have that connection. And so when you do that reflecting, like Dr. Rita Marie was talking about, it's because they have that relationship. They're working with you already.
Yeah. And we just want you to know, I tend to be very animated and out there, but you may say, oh my God, I can't be like you. But Lynn is very soft, yet she still has that same impact.
Thank you,
Dr. Right? And you can be soft, you can be you, but you want to be engaged. So look at her face. When Lynn talks to you, you can feel that she gets you, that she's listening, and that she's loving on you. You just feel it from her, right? And that's what I want you to feel. Wow, I love this person. Oh my gosh, I don't want them to have to go through that. I can support you in this. I know I've worked with lots of women, and I know I can help you with this. Menopause is not supposed to be a disease. Menopause is just a transition period. And I want to make that the smoothest transition period. It sounds like you might be in premenopause. You can ask them a couple of questions. Are you having periods, right? It sounds like you might be in premenopause or are you already in menopause. And we can make this a very smooth transition. And we can make this such that you can feel comfortable having sex, dancing, you know, playing with your kid, right? You can do all this stuff. And I want to help you get there.
Did you just say you can feel comfortable having sex dancing?
That sounds like fun. I think there was a comma there.
I forgot my comma.
I had a visual, and I don't know if I should have. But.
And I do that in writing sometimes, too, because that's embarrassing. Have fun sex while dancing.
I don't know how comfortable that would be.
I've been dancing, though. Slow dancing, that slow. Yeah, it can work.
I've been feeling like having the person find someone for the strategy sessions and being able to rock at the strategy sessions is two parts of like a three-part problem. And I don't know what the other part is. I just feel like we're not at the crux of what's going on here.
Well, I feel like that's why I asked the question at the beginning. Do you feel competent? I didn't mean in strategy sessions because I know you don't. Do you feel competent in the work that you do once they say yes? Do you feel competent that you can help this person to overcome her hot flashes, to feel comfortable in her body, to get what she wants?
Yes. But it's so easy for me to shortcut medically and sort of go straight into the bioidentical hormones, and that's what they're wanting from me too. And I sort of.
So here's how you do. Here's what you do if you're feeling that and you know they have an adrenal problem, but they're miserable. So you want to give them some short-term relief. So here's what I'm going to suggest with you. I want to give you a Band-Aid. And I want you to know that bioidentical hormones are a Band-Aid. We need to get to the root cause of why you're having these issues. Not every woman that goes through menopause has these issues. And why are you? So we're going to get to the heart of it. And what I find is there's often, like you said, adrenal issues or thyroid issues or gut issues. And I really want to help you, because just taking bioidentical hormones, we don't know what the long-term side effects of those are. Right. And I can't give you bioidentical hormones until I see what your pathways are conversion. And I feel strongly about that. If you're not doing that, to incorporate that. If somebody has low estrogen on a blood test, I feel like it's a big disservice to put them on estrogen, even if you're doing, you know, a balanced estrogen with a lot of estriol, because if you don't know what their body's doing to convert that, and they have a super high conversion, and you can explain this to them, I want to see the pathway, because if I give you estrogen, even if though you're low, and you're actually converting a lot of that to this particular form of estrogen, which is called 4-hydroxyestrone, and you're doing that, you're putting yourself at risk of breast and uterine cancer. And I don't want to be involved in that. So I will only prescribe them once I see that and I know what those levels are. And I can talk to you about some food and some herbs and things that will help your body make less of that and more of the protective estrogen. That's really important. And you need to learn how to eat. So then they get the idea that it's not just about bioidentical hormones. It's when do you give bioidentical hormones? And what do you do in addition to it to keep it safe? Do you have something to add, Steph?
Can I have permission to reflect what I'm hearing?
Yes.
I think, or from Allison?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's okay if it's not okay.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Please do.
Because I think what I heard is they want something else other than what my heart wants to give them. Mm. They automatically want this other thing other than what I'm trying to give.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right, Allie?
Yeah. Yeah, and you explained quite well, you know, how to move from one to the other.
Yes, can say that, look, I'm perfectly qualified and I can just test your estrogen and give you a bioidentical hormone prescription and have you come back in 6 months and test your estrogen again. But I won't do that because I feel that puts you at risk. And here's why. And you get geeky with them. Explain it. They may not understand it all, but there's particular when estrogen gets broken down, it gets broken down into these different, what we call metabolites. And one of them is extremely dangerous and it's extremely puts you at risk. And then if you have specific genetic SNPs, specific genetic predispositions, it's going to make it worse. And I don't want to contribute to you getting breast cancer. So here's what I recommend instead, right? We can look at the estrogen in the blood if you really want to do that. And if it's low, I'm going to talk to you about ways to protect that before I give you the estrogen. Or what I really recommend is a metabolic. You can do 24-hour urine, you could do Dutch, whatever, to look at how much of that particular one you're making. If you're not making much of that at all and your ratios are fine, great. We can go with bioidenticals. But I really want to be careful. Do you have any family history of breast cancer? And if you have genetics towards it and you have this particular chemical in your body, you're at high risk and I'm not willing to be part of that. Would you want to be part of it? And if they want that after you explain it that way, let them go somewhere else, right? Because if somebody's willing to take the risk of breast cancer, so be it. They're not your target. Make sense?
Yeah.
Right. And I would address that objection right up front because you know it's going to come up. And some people talk to me because they think, oh, I'm a natural doctor. I'm just going to give them I just want to give you bioidentical hormones. And in reality, there's so much more to it. And it's that education. And I find that with my people. And when I do webinars and even one-on-ones, that's what they love, is that I'm explaining to them how your body works and how you can be in charge of protecting it. Make sense?
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do it. I know that's been an objection you've heard a lot, and I really want you to just brainstorm, meditate, ask for guidance on what the best way to approach it is. But I'd approach it right up front.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in all your talks, whenever you're talking, talk about the importance of hormone balance, but the danger of just blanketly giving estrogen because you found a blood test low. I would just make that part of your every talk. Because people don't want to get breast cancer. They want to protect themselves. And there's foods and there's nutrients and there's herbs that can help protect you there. Right? And you know, if you think this is an issue for you and you want to sign up for a strategy session, go, you know, meet me in the back of the room, or I'm going to pass around cards or whatever the venue allows you to do. You collect their names. Uh-huh. Or you write, what's they call that, a white paper. The dangers of whatever, over-prescribing, you know, estrogen, even bioidentical. Or even a paper that says the dangers of bioidentical hormones. And it's not that you're saying that they're bad and nobody should take them. It's that they need to be prescribed right and they need to be in a safe way. And that could get a lot of opt-ins, the dangers of bioidentical hormones, the hidden dangers or something like that. And you write a short paper, a one-page paper that describes that. And you have people out. And by the way, just opt in. I have this, you know, just give me your name and email address. We'll send you this copy of this paper. Right. And then you talk about how it's important to get testing and the right consultation and get the right food and nutrients in balance. And then you say, hey, just, you know, sign up for a free consultation or sign up for a consultation or whatever, however you want to set that up. I got to go because I've got another call. I haven't got to.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, thank you very, very much.
Can I share something really quick?
Yes. Really
so
quick.
So I am starting a monthly lunar membership. And I'm going to be starting that. I'm going to be doing that as my Black Friday special pricing for that. So I was sharing that because we talked about it at our mastermind day, Monday after Shine. So
cool.
Great. Exciting.
Yay. All right. Great. All right. Thanks, everybody. I hope everybody's got it on the right path. I hope it's okay for me to give you a gentle kick in the pants sometimes.
Yeah.
That's
what
you're here for.
That's your job.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.